poll, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg statistically tied for second place in New Hampshire. By Joshua Kaplan on April 22, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg are statistically tied for second place with likely Democrat voters in the key primary state of New Hampshire, according to a poll released Monday. The University of New Hampshire survey shows Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, comfortably leading fellow Democrat White House hopefuls with 30% of likely voters, while Biden only edges Buttigieg 18% to 15%. The poll's 6.3% margin of error means the 37-year-old small-town mayor is in a statistical tie with Biden, who built up his profile for over a decade thanks to his association with former President Barack Obama. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, whose home state of Massachusetts neighbors the Granite State, came in at a distant fourth with 5%, while Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, placed fifth with 4%. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke are tied for sixth place with 3%, while Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Representative Tim Ryan, DO, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang occupy seventh place with 2%. The poll's release comes as Buttigieg continues to surge in polls nationwide thanks, in part, to a frenzy of corporate media coverage. While Biden has all but announced his run for the presidency, it appears the South Bend mayor is already setting his sights on frontrunner Sanders. During a Friday campaign stop in Nashua, New Hampshire, Buttigieg compared Sanders supporters to Trump supporters, saying both groups disaffected and want the status quo disrupted. "I think the sense of anger and disaffection that comes from seeing that the numbers are fine. Like unemployment's low, like all that, like you said GDP is growing and yet a lot of neighborhoods and families are living like this recovery never even happened. They're stuck," he said, reported the Washington Examiner. "It just kind of turns you against the system in general and then you're more likely to want to vote to blow up the system, which could lead you to somebody like Bernie and it could lead you to somebody like Trump. That's how we got where we are." Buttigieg officially launched his 2020 campaign in South Bend earlier this month, pledging to usher in a new generation of leadership. His campaign announced said that it raised more than $7 million in the first 3 months of his campaign,